Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate. A podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the KP Podcast. I am your host, Pete Kamboukos, coming to you from the Forum today. And guys, I am excited to bring someone to you that we have been listening to here this year quite a bit and learned a lot about. And he was very kind enough to join us today. And that is Mr. David Greenspan and the Mindshare, the Mindshare 101. So David, welcome to the podcast.
My man, thank you for having me. It's a absolute pleasure to be here. And to everybody that's tuned in, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So, you know, you're, like I said, you know, I've been around for a little while and we came across you a little bit later, but I'm glad that we did. I'm glad that we found it because it's amazing content that we're getting in there. But for those folks down here in Arizona and the Southwest, California and these areas that we're primarily in, tell us a little bit about yourself for those folks that are not familiar with you. You know, where are you at? What are you doing? Tell us a little bit of that background before we kind of get into what you're doing now.
Yeah, man. Again, thank you for having me. We're out of Toronto, Ontario, up here north of the border in the Great White North. We've got we've been playing the real estate sandbox now for close to 20 years. So probably about the time that you got in, I think we probably entered in at about the same place. Yeah. I myself have grown up in it for probably, you know, all 42 years of my life. I've been in this. You know, my father was a broker owner, so I grew up with it. You know, the old school, there was, you know, before the smartphones and the Facebooks, and, you know, they had typewriters and they had black and white MLS tear sheets and whiteboards in the office, yeah. Man. So, you know, guys walking around with quarters and, you know, having to run to a payphone. you know, we I've been around this industry that long. I ain't that old, so let's just put that out there. But what I'm saying is we got to see the old school. 19 years ago, I decided to go get licensed. As I did that, I also opened up a marketing company after graduating out of post-secondary with marketing. We took that. We opened up a marketing company called Kits Keep In Touch Systems. The whole premise behind that is to help you work your database, drive a lot more repeat and referral business, as well as get out there and generate a ton of more leads.
Yeah.
So it's a complete marketing suite. Anybody tuned in, go to my website, Mindshare101.com. You can learn more about that. Now, Pete, with that, man, we started doing that and that started to really kick ass. And, you know, the trajectory just went like this. It flew, it took off, awesome. Which kind of actually stopped me from being able to take the time to sell real estate. From there, though, what it did do was gave us the opportunity to speak to, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of realtors, mortgage brokers. These days, it's you know, extended to entrepreneurs and salespeople from a variety of different industries, you know, but that's given us that opportunity, you know, in North America wide. Of course, our podcast, the Mindshare podcast, has allowed us to go worldwide, which is a really cool thing. We just recently learned we're in the top 2% globally with that show. So, you know, a lot that's of good awesome. Things happening with that. And a big reason for that, man, is when I personally went away from the act of selling. Now, we're always selling. But when I went away from the act of selling, of like calling you and just trying to prospect you, but instead I was trying to educate you and figure out what are your challenges and where are you trying to go with things, we learned that there was a much deeper rooted message there that the industry itself needed a lot more help when it came to marketing. And systems and processes and discipline, which then takes you down the mindset road and the motivational road. And, you know, got the good opportunity to go and do a lot of presentations. We used to sell a whole bunch of stuff, but then it got to a point where people would ask us, you know, to come in and present, but not sell. Mm. And then it got to a point where, right, so everybody's making money, but us, this is not good. We got to do something about this. Right. And, that's where we open up Mindshare 101. And Mindshare 101 is a coaching and training company. I do keynote speaking across North America. You know, but really where the passion lies is we get to help a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's the coolest thing because we all got a different journey, right? You got a different journey. I got a different journey, man. At the end of the day, if we said, look, we all want to spend more time with family. We all want to take care of ourselves better. Mm-hmm. We all want to make a lot more money. I mean, you know, you probably check that box for everybody.
Right.
It's just what order does that come in? And that starts to be the thing that drives our day. And we start to understand that. We start to figure out, wait a second, man, we got this stuff all backwards, especially living in North America where we all just, you know, like live to work. And I don't know if it's work, live, whatever the hell it is, but work just drives everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we miss out on the most important parts of life, right?
Yeah.
But hey, man, if you're going to spend all your time in the world just having fun, well, you're going to miss the work part. So we've developed, you know, a real cool way of being able to work with people to help people kind of really achieve that. And like I said, man, I get real lucky to be able to be hired to be on a lot of stages to deliver these messages. I get to work with you know, smaller groups for training. And then we get to coach people one-on-one and really help people through their journey. I'll say two things right now. I love money, but take the money out of it. No, seriously, take the money out of it. And the most rewarding part of what we do, and I'm talking even beyond the money, mm-hmm. is actually watching people succeed.
Yeah.
And now, straight up, you don't have to put a dollar in between any of that. And just to be able to be there and help somebody get to that place they want to be, that is a cool thing, man. So,
yeah,
you know, that brings us to where we are today, right? We got the podcast, we got coaching, training, speaking, we got marketing, we got all sorts of, we're all over the, you know, social media and stuff. But it's when people tune in like you did or like your team did and sort of you see some of the stuff and you see some value, that for us is what's truly special. And that we do not take for granted, man. We really take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah. And it really comes through, you know? And so that's awesome, man. That's quite the journey, like you said, and being able to help so many people and be on the stages that you are now is a very amazing thing. And I think, you know, part of what drew us to you is you can tell kind of what you hit on there early, right? Is everybody's got, we all, like you said, want more time. We all want more money. And all of these things that are very common, you know, especially in this industry as we're around all of these folks. And you realize that some of the stuff, whether we're talking about our clients that the agents are just helping buy and sell a house, or the agents themselves, the team leaders, the business owners that we'd like to talk to a lot at this point, everybody just breaks down to the very basics of, listen, there's either a problem you're trying to help them solve or a goal they're trying to meet, right? And it's just, it's the same type of things. It just matters as, like you said, what order does it come in? And for some people, well, what is the goal that you're shooting for right now or the problem you're trying to solve right now? And so, you know, it's interesting to see how that stuff all crosses across the industry and across the clientele there. But now that you've been able to talk to so many folks, get up in front of so many things, what are some of these common challenges that you see coming up? You know, when you go talk to broker owners, team owners, I'm sure you start seeing some commonalities and some common themes there that pop up. What kind of stuff, you know, over the last few years, especially as things have been different for sure over these last 2-3 years with COVID and having to change the business, the supply issues we've been having everywhere across North America. What are you hearing a lot of from everybody?
Let me ask you a question in response. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the 99% and the 1%?
Well, I've seen.
We all know, right? Like if I said this to you, forgive me. If I said this to you, like typically speaking, when you go, yo, man, they're in the 1% or I'm in the 1%. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing, right?
Right.
So what's the difference between the 99 and the 1%?
Well, in my opinion and what I've seen as we've grown this team and we are fortunate enough to be in that 1%, David, and we say we've had a lot of help getting there. It's actually it's actually doing it, and the persistence and the consistency of actually doing it and showing up every day and knowing
there it is, bro.
I like to
there
say
there it is, man.
This business,
you just nailed it.
I tell everybody, right?
You just nailed it.
I say that this business is not rocket science, guys, but it's hard because you got to show up and do that work every single day.
Look, man, you brought up COVID, right? And it's something I hate talking about, and I think we're all at that point now, mm-hmm. right? But seriously, when you think about it, I know the markets up here went crazy, like bananas crazy. Like the prices were skyrocketing and people were selling their houses like crazy. Like you didn't have to do anything. You just need to be licensed and you can make a shit ton of money.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden, and we had a lot of people coming to the industry at that time, right? Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, you got to work for it, right? You got to actually run it like a business. You got to be disciplined. So you answered it bang on. And when I say the simple answer between the 99 and the 1%, what's the difference? It's the 1%.
Hmm.
Because everybody wants. You ask 10 people, they're all going to tell you what they want in life. You ask 10 people what they're doing to go get it, and there's the difference.
Yeah.
And you nailed it. It's doing the work. That's it. So back to the common challenges, that's what we find. Team leaders, brokerage owners, boards and associations. It's people that just don't want to do the work. They expect it to show up. They believe it's just going to happen. They rest while they're in the midst of, doing a deal. Oh, I got a listing. So, I'm not doing anything else. Why are you prospecting? Oh, I'm too busy with the listing.
Too busy. Yeah.
Okay. So hold on. Let's shift this thing around for a moment now. The difference between an order taker and a hunter. The order taker is that person that's standing behind the pizza counter, right? You walk in, they're waiting for somebody to walk in. When you walk in and you say, this is the kind of pizza I want, they go and make the pizza. When it's done, they give it to you.
Yep.
Then they wait. And they wait for the next person to walk in. The hunter, on the other hand, the hunter goes out every day. They set traps. Every night they go back, or every morning they go back to see if they caught food. When they caught their food, they got the listing. They got the opportunity to lead. Before they go and eat the food, they go set more traps. Acting, making our phone calls, doing our social, sending our emails, meeting with people. They go do the work.
Yeah.
And this way, tomorrow, they got more food. And now they never go hungry because they're always hunting. The issue we see a lot in real estate and a lot of times with people that are running their own businesses, they're so busy. And look, I get it, man. Like, I don't want to downplay that. We wear a million different hats. We're everything from like the actual salesperson to like the mortgage, advisor sometimes, the marriage counselor, the lead generator, the referral, whatever, the follow-up, the customer service, we're everything.
Mm-hmm.
The bookkeeper, fine. It's a lot. But what are you doing to be disciplined? What are you doing? What kind of systems and processes do you have in place for your day-to-day to make sure that you're tackling all of it? Because it's possible to tackle it all and still enjoy life.
Right. Yeah.
So the common challenge we find is people don't want to do the work. People make excuses. They procrastinate. They make easy things seem really, really hard. And look, man, that's life, right? Especially when things are good. Life is going to somehow throw something at you to bring you back down. And it's those of us, I would say, that stay disciplined to the process, that understand that the good and the bad and the ugly are going to happen. The good is going to happen. How do you deal with it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really powerful in there. And you really hit it when you said the hunters versus the order takers. That's the exact same language we use over here. When my partner and I, we talk about it, that's exactly what we see, right? The hunters are always going to eat because they're always out there, as you said, setting those traps, looking for the next one. And the order takers are just hoping something comes their way, and I think it was important to say, down here in Arizona, what we've seen is, our agent count, the amount of agents coming into our industry grew for a decade straight, 10 straight years, up more agents every year, because it was easy. And this year, we saw the first reduction in agent count we have in 10 years. And that's because, just like you said, things got hard. And see, exactly what you did there is exactly what I told my
bro,
team.
Bro, I'm telling you, I know people don't want to hear that, but I'm going to tell you straight. That's what it needs to be. Some people aren't cut out to be in this business. Let's go. Get out.
That's why I love it. I love it, David. That's why we've got you on here, because we agree. We tell our team the same thing. Guys, this is
now,
good
dude,
for
I'll
you.
I'll tell you this. For those people, I love when they prove me wrong too. They're like, okay, watch me. I'm like, let's go.
Good.
Let's go.
Step up.
And then
right?
when they prove you wrong, instead of me being like, oh man, I'm an idiot, I'm like, I give him a big high five. I'm like, I love it, man. Good for you. You pushed through and you did it.
Yeah. But it just shows in this environment, who are those professionals? Who are those hunters? And this is what I tell them, guys, when we clear out some of those folks that weren't willing to put in that work, that just means more opportunity for you guys. You guys are the professionals that made it through and stayed. Let's go get it. You know what I mean? And so you talked about everybody's so busy. Everybody's doing all this stuff, and we know it. And, one of the things we talk about all the time is, what's your systems? What's your processes? How are you organizing this stuff? How are you getting it in there? And so, from your point of view, again, I like your perspective, because you're talking to a lot of different folks. What are you seeing? What do you recommend to folks? What are some of the most you know, valuable pieces as far as their systems, their processes, how they're managing their time. What are you seeing people having success with, or what do you, you know, what do you recommend that some of our folks out here look at or think about?
Yeah, man. I think the first thing I would ask you about right now is, or maybe share, is that, you know, at the end of the day, we're talking the end, like the end, right? You and me, we're not there right now. Mm-hmm. And most people listening are not going to be there right now, but we're talking the end. We see it in books, movies, stories, you name it. What is the one thing that people usually ask for or wish they had more of when they get to the end of their days?
More time.
That's it, brother.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about needing more money. It's never money. We want more time. And the time would have been to spend time with family. The time would have been to take care of themselves. That's where the time comes from. Now, it's funny because when you look and say, okay, it's goal setting time, Pete. We're going to sit down and we're going to set some goals right now. What's the first thing that people normally put at the top of their goals?
If we're talking about more time with family, you know, and more money.
No. We're not talking about more time. You and I were talking about more time. I'm talking it's goal setting time. What's the first thing people most of the time writing down?
More money. They want to do more sales and more money.
That's it, bro.
Yeah.
Right? And I get it, bro. And that's why I said to everybody real openly, I love money. I'm not going to bullshit anybody. I love money. But it's the first thing that everybody puts down on their goals. Now it's time to do a paradigm shift. We know you want to make more money. I know you want to make more deals. Cool. Put it on. Just don't put it at the top. Because if we just both agree that at the end of our days, it's about time, then let's make sure that we've got the right mindset in the way we're laying out our goals.
Priorities.
Now, let's go one step further here. If I said to you, Pete, I know we're like a country away from each other. You know, you're literally at the southern end of that one. Yeah. You know, I mean, mind you, I'm at the southern end of mine, but whatever. Could you come over right now? Could you?
Well, oh, I could be there. I could be there tomorrow.
If it was compelling, yeah. If it was compelling enough, and you're like, man, but you know what? I could make my way up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could come, right?
Sure.
Do you know where you're going?
Well, no. I need some directions.
All right, cool. Before you get directions, you need an address.
Right. I need a destination.
Right. So we need a destination.
Yeah.
Okay, we need a destination. Now, once you got your destination, then you can put it into whatever map system you want. And now you got your directions. Mm. Now, let's say we fast forward. I gave you the address. You said you're coming up. You got the directions. And now you punch them in the navigation. Navigation said, Pete, turn left. Would you go right?
No, I'd follow those directions.
Would you go right?
I'd go left.
Okay, cool. Because if you didn't follow directions, you're not getting to your destination, right?
Right.
That's right, work with me here. Work with me. So here's the deal now. You got the address. We got the directions. All you got to do is follow it. Follow directions and you get to your destination. All right. Our goals are a destination. Our directions are a calendar. See, if I take every single day and I live a Monday starts on Sunday lifestyle. Mm-hmm. In this case, right now, and I got no idea when this is going to hit the airwaves, but let's just say we're recording on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday starts on Tuesday. Thursday starts on Wednesday. See, I'm always going to get a lead, and I'm taking a very legal lead. I'm not cheating. I'm not starting the race before anybody else does. I mean, I technically am, but there was no gun to go off. There was no starting line, so I'm allowed to start whenever I want. So if I start my day today, and I start tomorrow today, and you start tomorrow, who's ahead, me or you?
You, man. I'm behind you now.
Okay, bro. That's my point. So up here, we just had a long weekend up in Canada. Okay, Monday was a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, 9 out of 10 people, what I like to call most people, enjoyed yesterday. And I got to tell you right now, I include myself in that. I definitely enjoyed it. I went for a ride on the Harley. I went and played baseball. I went and did fireworks last night. Enjoyed. But I'll tell you something. Before I did all that, because I knew what the rest of my day was going to look like, I needed to prep my day for today. So all that happened yesterday morning. But most people, if they even did any preparation, they did that this morning. Or they didn't do it at all and they just fly by the seat of their pants. And I'll tell you something, there's some wicked salespeople out there that can do some amazing things by flying at the seat of their pants. They know it. I know it. They do a great job.
Yeah.
But we also both know they run like chickens with their heads cut off. They're always bouncing around. There's no schedule. They feel completely overwhelmed because they're wearing way too many hats. They're spending a shit ton of money on marketing because they're just trying everything because there's no structure. And when it comes to this thing called work-life balance, it's something they've read about in a book. That's about as far as it goes for them.
Yeah. Wow.
See, instead for me, and this is what I'm saying to everybody right now, okay? Long answer to a short question here. But when you think about the mindset, man, about what you want to do to achieve, we talk about figure out what you actually want in life. Okay, what are those goals that you have? Yes, I got your money. Okay, cool. Tell me more. How many vacations you want to go on this year? If you're married, how many date nights do you want to go on? How much time do you want to spend with family? Do you want to work out? Do you want to lose weight? Because if you want to lose weight, you got to work out, right? Mm-hmm. So what's the plan for that?
Yeah.
How many books do you want to read? Because we think about feeding our bellies in a day, but we don't think about feeding our brains as often.
Yeah.
I'm going to be stronger, not because I'm better, but because I'm disciplined. That's it. Comes right back to what you said before. You're either going to work for it or you're not.
Yeah, man.
So when we come to what is that system in that process, understand what you want in life, destination. Then map it into your calendar, because I'll tell you now, everything I want in life, I will not achieve today. It's not possible. Everything I want this year will not be achieved today. But if I could figure out what I want in life, I could break it down per year so I know how many years it's going to take me to get there. Then I could take my year, I could break it down by month. I could take the month, break it down by week, take the week, break it down by day, take the day, break it down by hour, and now I got my navigation. And as long as I turn left, tells me to turn left, make my phone calls at 10 a.m. when the calendar tells me to make my phone calls at 10 a.m., whatever. And then when it's 11 o'clock, I get on my social, but when it's 11:30, I'm done social and I don't go back to it all day, because that would be me not just turning right when it tells me to turn left. That'd be me turning in circles and not even going anywhere.
But feeling busy.
I'm allowing this dude.
Right?
You're allowing the distraction device to distract you.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you had goals?
Hell yeah.
Didn't you map those goals in your schedule so you knew what to do hour by hour? So where did that come up that it said check social media 17 times today? And if it did, you got your shit all backwards. Right? But think about that, right? You understand what I say, like when it comes to system pros, like the goal and the calendar?
Yeah. Dude, and I think
destination navigation, bro.
I think that's a perfect example, the way you put it there, about, you know, you got to know the destination, you got to get the directions and follow that map. And that's perfect. And I love what you're saying about preparing the day before. You know, that's something that I've been practicing for some years now, but we know is not common, you know, for a lot of folks across it. Because like you said, if you think about it, it's like that agent who's scrambling that morning while the rest of us are getting going, and they're trying to figure out, what am I even going to do today? And like I said, you're behind the eight ball already. And then you spend the rest of your day trying to chase your tail, trying to do that. So David, let me ask you this here at the end. So I know, you know, like you said, you got, and guys, if you are hearing what this man is saying here and why some of this stuff just resonates so much with a lot of us, I mean, here the simple steps that he is breaking it down into and how you can really achieve those. And one thing I always say is stop looking for those shiny objects and just put in the work. So when we're talking about these goals and we're talking about these directions, tell us what some of that looks like for you over the next couple of years. You know, what is Mindshare? What is David Greenspan looking at doing and hoping to get to in the next, you know, 3 years, 5 years? What does some of this stuff look like for you?
We just want to take over the world.
You small
know, kind of like, no. Seriously speaking, man, you know, the entire Mindshare 101 brand, we just continue to grow. And really, what are our aspirations is to help as many people as we possibly can. I know it sounds all fluffy and woo-woo and all this whatever, but the reality is, you know, we've heard in life, right? Give and you shall receive.
Yep.
The power of reciprocity. A number of years ago, I started to create a vision board. I'd actually write my goals down. This was a while, you know, some time ago, but write them down.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot more reading, practice gratitude. All these little things make you realize that there's so much more in life. And my true belief is that when we can get out and help other people without any notion of getting something in return, the world seems to give back.
Yeah.
It really seems to give back. So when I tell you from a business perspective, you know, the company itself, we pride ourselves on what we do. So we take coaching very, very seriously. It's a very, very custom tailored process for our coaching clients. You know, the stages we get on are going to continue to grow, which has been, you know, a lot of fun because we, you know, you get to get into a room and bring in energy and light up an entire place and leave everybody walking away going, wow, like I want more of that.
Yeah.
You know, and if we can, again, leave a positive impression on people that can help them go and do something, that's amazing. But I'll tell you now, like for me, you know, being on your show was awesome because it means that, you know, something that we've been doing from the hard work in the background, where there's very little people coming up and going, hey, man, great job. And they tap you on the back all day. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen. Right. So it's the invitation from you, who I've never met before, to be able to be on your show, says we're doing something out there. You know, something's working. And again, I'm grateful. I thank you for inviting me.
No, we are
pre- me. Now it's a matter. Dude, but now it's a matter of like, what impact did this show that I got to be on have any impact on anybody today?
Yeah.
You know, from anything they learned. And I'm hoping somebody can pull away with something, because for me, it's, and don't take me out of context when I say this, I love being on the stage. I love being a guest on your show. I love doing all the stuff we do, but it's not about being on the stage or being the guest on the show or anything else. It's about, did that leave an impact for the person that it was supposed to leave an impact on? Were they able to do something with it, and did it work?
Yeah.
I was at a show the other day. It was a 2-day long show, you know, biggest one we got in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't tell you how many people ran up to tell me that they listened to the podcast, which is super awesome. Right? But I had one particular person that I remember. She ran up and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm meeting you, blah, 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 whatever. She was part of a training program I did. And she goes, I got a listing because of you. I said, because of me? She goes, yeah, because of you. Because when you took us through and explained to us how to do the listing presentation, she goes, I did it exactly how you said, and I got the listing. I'm like, whoa, you didn't get that because of me. She goes, no, I did. Because if I, you know, blah, blah, no. You were there. I wasn't there. You got that because of you. Because you took the time, follow me, you took the time to show up and actually learn. You then took what you learned and actually implemented it, and you got your success.
Yeah.
So my message to everybody listening today, I'd love for you to follow us. I'd love for you to tune into our stuff. I'd love to connect with people. But take something you learned today and go do something with it. Otherwise, you're just most people. And that's what most people do. They do nothing. Don't be that person.
I love it, David. That is an amazing way to end today's show. And guys, I'm hoping, like I said, you guys are getting something from this man. I love listening to him. Love the message that's coming across. Please, guys, check out his stuff. Check out Mindshare, the Mindshare website. We'll put links to it in the bottom. Check out the podcast. David, what's the exact name of the podcast for those folks looking for it here?
Yeah, man. So thank you for that, Pete. Everybody can visit us at mindshare101.com. That's the website. You'll get links to everything from the podcast, to the videos, to the training courses, the coaching opportunities. We got a mastermind coming up this week live. We've told nobody anything about it, and we got a packed house. That's how much people trust. So I love those people.
Awesome.
I think they're nuts. No, I'm joking. It's gonna be amazing. But the Mindshare podcast is the actual podcast. You can check that out on major podcast platforms. And of course, you know, you can find us on all the social medias. I think my favorite is probably Instagram right now. So David Greenspan 101. A follow, DM. We're definitely there to connect with people. But again, if we can help anybody, you know, if we made a little bit of impact on anybody today, I'm super pumped about that. And again, you know, I invite anybody to connect with us at any time.
Love it. That's awesome, guys. And we'll have all the links down, like we said, the website, the podcast, the socials, all in the show notes here. David, appreciate your time. Appreciate you joining us today. For everybody out there, guys, thank you. Reach out to us, KP Elite, questions at KP Elite AZ. If you've got questions, comment here if you've got stuff for David, and we will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Thank you, guys.